Well, in case you didn't know what's happening, we're in the middle of a series that's causing some of us to wear red when we've never worn red in our lives. There's very few people that look good in red. I mean, look at James this morning. Do you think he looks good in red? I think so. But he's the exception to the rule. But we're all about painting the town red. And we are going to do some serious damage to this old city of ours. We are going to get paintbrushes, and we're going to be painting. Did you hear our dear Brenda this morning, Brenda Gartrell, share that story of how that God's love is like little hearts kind of hovering around all of us? And I don't want to be responsible for any of those hearts to die with me, you know? I want them to be passed on to someone else who desperately needs them. Now, this is how we're spinning this, okay? We've been looking at the fact that I'm not okay always. There's parts of me in my life that are not okay. Sometimes I have a bad day, and sometimes it feels like life sucks. I'm not okay, but I will be, because I'm not staying in this morbid little depressive state. I'm reaching out. I'm getting help. I'm doing all it takes to get to a place where I'm okay. And as I look around me at work, at school, at home, at the gym, wherever I am, I see people who are not okay. People that need to be okay, people who desperately want okay, and some of your friends are not okay. Some of them are not okay on earth. It's physical things. It's depression. It's tough stuff they're dealing with their image of themselves, or possibly stuff they're dealing with their family. Maybe there's abuse and stuff. And we don't want to walk around pretending everything's okay if it's not, right? Some of them are not only not okay on earth, but they're not okay for eternity. It's not just about this life. And I know I just think about this life when I'm young. But when we buried Michaela, it forced us to think about what happens when you're young and you die. Where do you go? Where do you go when you're 15 and you die? Is this all it is? Do you just sit in that box and decompose? No, your soul gets taken up by God, and we enter into a whole new level of existence, not okay for eternity. So what can we do for our friends who are not okay for eternity? And when I look around at people depressed and committing suicide, I know that some people are not okay on earth. Do you know someone who's not okay on earth? Do you know someone around? Think about your friendship circles. You know that I'm talking about real people this morning. But did you know, as we learned in this series, as we're learning this, that some of our friends are not okay for eternity? Because this life is not all it is. There's another life. There's a longer life. None of us thought that we would bury a 15-year-old in June this year. None of us thought you can die at 15, that you can take your own life. But Michaela's legacy is teaching us to stay real, to speak, to recognize signs that I'm not okay. And right now, she's in eternity. She's with Father God. And if you're not making right with God before that day comes that either you're called or that your life has tragically ended short, you are facing a problem in the afterlife, the real life. It's like this is just a preparation. And so on this earth, I want to get okay for eternity. So when that hand reaches out of the sky and draws my spirit back to the lover of my soul, I want to be ready for that. And so we've been saying, what can we do for our friends who are not okay for eternity? And we've learned already a few things. We've learned to bring them to Jesus. Imtiaz was preaching on Friday night, and he said that the men literally tore the roof off a house. They messed up their nails. They were in Cresta the day after that. You know, in that place that smells so bad where they do your nails? These guys paid to bring their mate to Jesus, but they carried this guy who couldn't walk, and they lowered him down through the roof, and Jesus dealt with him on earth. He healed his body. He said, rise up and walk. He also dealt with him for eternity because he forgave his sins and Jesus set him free for all eternity. So where do we start? What have we learned so far in our series? We've learned to identify, to identify just five friends in our circle who don't know Jesus. And there on the wall, some of you are new. Great to have you new guys with us. But last week, we each took one of these cards. And I've got some down here. And while I'm speaking, I want you to come forward and grab one if you didn't get a pack like this last week. And I'll tell you what to do with it in a minute. So come and grab if you don't have anyone that's new, even if the dog ate both of yours. Because you know dogs do that. When we have like a campaign like this, they just eat our stuff, okay? So grab one of those, and I'll tell you what to do with it. And so what we did is we noticed in this pack there's an awesome sticker. You can see that mine is the new Paint the Town Red laptop. Much more trendy than Apple, all those MacBook Pros and stuff. But you can stick it on your forehead. You can stick it on your dad's car. Just ask permission. Or you can even stick it on your skateboard. And underneath the sticker are two cards. And here's what we want you to do, and in a moment while we do an exercise, you can complete this. I want you to think of five people in your sphere of influence. Maybe they're on Mixit with you, they're on Facebook with you, you probably see them at break, maybe at school or where you work or at varsity where you're studying. And I want you to write down the name of five friends. And we did that last Sunday. We repeated that on the other card, because the one card we pinned onto that board, and the other one we kept with us. And as we turned the card over, we realized that the second thing we were doing for the week is that we were praying for these people on our list at 5 o'clock at night every single day for 5 minutes. And we sent out an SMS each afternoon this week to remind you to do that. And what we were doing is we were saying, Lord, would you open their hearts? Would you surprise them with your love, was the message on one day. Would you maybe use us to touch their lives in some significant way? And here's what I want you to do. As those of you who weren't here, you might just want to think of five people. Maybe you want to be praying. You know, you can do more than one thing at a time. Most girls can multitask. Most guys can't, so we need to step up our abilities just a little bit. And so those of you who weren't here, but the others, I want you to turn to someone next to you, and I want you to talk about what happened as you were praying each afternoon, or some of the afternoons. Let's be real. Maybe we only got to pray some afternoons. What happened? What did it feel like as you prayed? And if you've got something to share, share that for a few seconds. Already on that wall, there's 300 people that we're trusting God is going to touch with his love. There was an amazing prophecy from Brenda, who used to serve in youth a few years ago, Granny Brenda, or Auntie B as we used to know her. And she had this vision during worship of this huge heart grow up in the middle of the church behind the worship team. And as we worshiped, suddenly it exploded and it became all these little hearts, and they went and sat on each person. And each of those little hearts then broke up, and there was spare hearts hanging around all on the edge of the sanctuary. And every person had a whole of little hearts on them, and they were just waiting. And she said, Lord, what does this mean? And God said that I'm just waiting for people to go touch someone else so that my love, these hearts, can go on to them. And so we are part of this incredible chain of passing on the good news of Jesus Christ. And that's what we're learning to do in the series. So anytime you're ready, just walk up. It won't disturb me. Just stick it on there. We're going to do another activity with those just now. So wait for it. What comes after identifying and praying? Think about that. So I've identified my lost friends. Okay, these are people that need Jesus. They're not okay for eternity. Secondly, I'm spending time praying that God would touch them. Notice I'm not running out the door, screaming at them, doing anything. We're not dropping tracks into their post box or anything. But now comes time to move it to the next level. And today we're going to learn two things. And the first is chill. Now, we do this. Friday night was a chill night, okay? We come and we hang out together. Jesus chilled with people. Jesus seemed to have been an expert at chilling. We find one day he's chilling at a well with a woman who's quite a dodgy character, to put it mildly. But he's engaging with her, and he has a fascinating conversation with her. More of that later. He's in a home one day with some friends, Mary and Martha, and they're like serving him. And he would often go to Bethany, and he would hang out with these people, chilling with them. He was at the beach at times. Yeah, Jesus in his sandals and his robe, down on the beach, a real, real life person. Then we find him one day at a wedding, and the wine has run out, and he turns these huge jars of fresh water just by speaking and saying, Father, into wine, and it just happened. Remember the power of prayer we learned about last week? Joshua looks up to the sky and says, sun, stand still. 24 hours, the sun doesn't move, and the whole time just is frozen so the Israelites can win a battle. There's a time when Jesus is at a funeral in the city streets, and this poor widow's son has died, and I think it says that he was her only means of support, and he takes the kid and raises him back to life. Jesus is out and about. Now, don't panic, okay? I know you are not Jesus. You might be feeling, slow down, Mark, I can't do this. But you can follow his example. You can do what Jesus did in a way that is natural and normal for you. Here's what I'm asking you to do this week. Look for a chance to chill with someone on that list. You know, I won't say this too loud, but I think even if you were at Greenside High, you could do this. I know if you're at Parktown, you know, girls, you can do it. Not sure Parktown guys, school, but I'm sure this is doable. You do it anyway, don't you? I want you to think about someone on that list, and I want you to set up a chill encounter this week. Now, what are we saying? What are kind of some of the things? Maybe you hang out at the mall. How many of you do that anyway? I know, we spend a lot of time fetching and carrying a certain teenage girl that I won't mention to a mall. Hey, Ashley. And it's what you do anyway. You could go out to a movie together. If you don't have money, you just phone IMTA and he'll move money into your M-Pesa account. You can share a video. Some people have on their phones the Supernatural video we used some time ago with the Kingdom Hearts background. Some of you, you know, you might want to get that Hero Super Chicks video that we've used in our last series. And you might want to say, hey, come and have a look. I mean, people will come and have a look. Not if you've got a Nokia 3210, but if you've got any phone with a screen that can do this, you can do it. Maybe, no, I won't show that one. You could, no, we won't do that one. You could jam together. You know, if you play a musical instrument, you say, hey, I'm going to be doing this, and why don't you come around and we can do that. You can even share a milkshake. And I do thank KFC for allowing me to steal their image from a board near IMTA's house on the big boarding. And you could share that together. You could play a game together. You could say, come, let's go and play some football. But slow down. I want to talk a bit about cross-gender chilling. Cross-gender chilling has a few issues. And we're recommending girls to girls and boys. Is it boys to men? Oh, boys to boys. Because missionary dating or flirt to convert has some real dangerous possibilities attached to it. It's extremely hard, and I want to see if I can demonstrate this. Stretch, won't you come here one moment? Are you bold, bro? I want to show you, you see what we normally do. I had three sisters, and they all said to me, Mark, chill, don't worry, if you could stand on the stage right over here. My sisters, Gail, Jenny, and Diane, said, Mark, it's okay, I know he's not a Christian, but we're going to lead him to Jesus, right? And so what they did is they put their hand out to him, and this is now my sister up here, and she said, I'm going to pull the boyfriend up, so you pull me up to where you are. Now, he's much bigger. Now, try again. I'm sure you're not that weak. Look at his size. I'm a midget. Look at this. Look at this. Here we go. Here we go. He can't do that. Why? It's easier to pull Stretch down than him to stretch me up to his place. Thank you very much. You will either get a broken heart if you do flirt to convert, or you will fall, possibly. Now, what I'm not shutting the door on is you always been ready to share what God has done in your life. We're not saying that. I'm not saying you can't talk to someone of the opposite sex and you can't go and share your testimony with someone. But ideally, when you're hugging someone and you say, oh, Jesus loves you so much, what they're starting to feel is like, whoa, this Jesus has skin. This Jesus is human. And I love this Jesus. You know, that Jesus is a bit airy-fairy, but this one. And doesn't it get a bit confusing? Okay? So It's okay if there's a name on your list that's a little bit cross there. So now, how do we make the chore happen? Now, let's think about my neighbor, Barry, and I'm going to go and I'm say, Barry, if you don't go to church, you're going to burn in hell. Come to our gospel service on Sunday at 8 a.m. where I'm preaching, worship is powerful, and you can bring money and give to the offering. Can I suggest that that's not how we're going to be asking you to chill this week? Maybe something like this with the same neighbor of mine. Hey, Uncle Barry, how are you doing today? What are you doing on Saturday morning? I'm heading off to a bird sanctuary. And I'd love it if you could come with, and I'll come pick you up at 7 a.m. if that's not too early for you and Auntie Anne. And we would love to go out with you, and we'll provide the picnic. You just bring your binoculars. Can you see the difference between those two? I'm setting up a chill encounter, and I'm actually going to do this next week if they're available on Saturday. Okay, so this is a real life situation. There he is, his wife's next to him on the right, there's their son, there's some other neighbors. None of these people know Jesus. Jesus is calling us to have an impact in the world around us. Now, here's what I want you to do. Find someone next to you, maybe that same person you shared it with just now. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to say, hi, hey, and find out their name and use their name. I want you to say something like, I'm going to, try and think of something that they would connect to. Okay? Notice my example with Barry, who loves the outdoors and birds, was well chosen. And would you like to go with me? Great. Here's a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to choose one person on that list that you're sensing in your spirit that God is leading you to. I'm not targeting all five people on my list. I'm sensing that God is leading me to someone specific, and I'm going after that relationship. I'm going to set up a chill. And so, one person, not two like Simone is trying to tell us in that picture, two fingers, not four like who's that Mtawalanga is trying to show us, but if you can see Warren with his hand behind his back, he's suggesting there's just one person, right? Choose one person. And what I want you to do is get up, make your way to that board, grab a pen, circle the person you sense God is prompting you to chill with in this week. So here's the challenge. You actually have to make this happen. Now, God surprises us at times, and sometimes things just happen. But we're challenging you. Go make it happen. If necessary, pick up the phone. Yo, what's up, buddy? Can we? Or you might have to move things around. You might have to move your body around. You might need to position yourself in a certain place so that this chill can actually happen. Because if you don't make it happen, it won't happen. I'm going to pray that it will. Do you mind if I do that right now? Father God, I pray that in this week, that every name that is circled on that board would be chilled with for the sake of bringing change and bringing your love from us into their lives. May we bring a word of hope and encouragement. In fact, we don't actually know what we're going to do. So we'll carry on with the service and see if we can figure that out. But Lord, we pray that it would. Give us courage, because Lord, maybe we would be a bit nervous about it. Give us boldness where necessary. But just give us love, Lord God, and break our hearts with the things that break your heart. In Jesus' name, amen. So if I've identified and I'm praying and now I'm having a chill time, I want to know what's next, right? Okay, so I want everyone to close your eyes and think hard. Lord, what comes after chill? What should we go after now? Amen. Who's got a word? Invite. Minister. Pardon? Connect. Why don't we use that one, and we might come back to those other ones at a later stage, right? Here, have you ever heard the phrase chill and connect? Oh yeah, we did that on Friday night. So it's not new, this, right? Friday night we come, we chill. Friday night's not a heavy program time, once a month or once a term like we had Friday. Okay, we had some prayer time and stuff in here on Friday night. But it was that opportunity to chill around a game, an activity, or just some hot chocolate and awesome biscuits. you need to come. There's another box of those on offer this coming week. But we need to move from chilling to connecting. And that's why Imta jumped up Friday and said, come on now, let's go and get into groups and let's intentionally connect. You don't have to share the gospel. In fact, I might actually be telling you not to share the gospel this week. Unless it appears on the wall in a very creative font, which is obviously the hand of God that says, thou shalt preach the gospel. And of course you can. But this week, you don't have to. You just need to connect meaningfully. Have a conversation with these people, this person on your list, that will go deeper and be somewhat meaningful. I want to show you two examples of how Jesus did it. Okay, an example from Jesus and another example. You see, this story is from John chapter 4. Jesus is down with his disciples. He goes out of his way to head up to Jerusalem. He goes through Samaria. He didn't have to go, but the Bible says he needed to go. He needed to go because he needed to chill with a woman who was out in the wilderness, or she was coming from the town. She was going to fill up her water bucket, and he asks her for a drink. She's like flabbergasted, two strikes against him. He's male and he's Jewish. Doesn't he know that she's had seven husbands and the one she's with is not her husband, and she's rather loose, and she's Samaritan. The Samaritan and the Jews, they don't mix together. And Jesus says to her, if you knew, you know, how that I could give you water that will stop you ever thirsting ever again. It would be like giving someone a Coke, or they offer you something. They offer you a Fanta. And you say, no, but I have this Coca-Cola, and if you drink this, you'll never be thirsty again. What do you think the person will say to you? Like, are you okay? You know, are you for real? What's in this? No, it's a new secret. It's an incredible secret ingredient. It's a speedboat or something. Well, whatever the secret ingredient is, it's probably a hops or something. And this water would become to abundant life. He had her attention. He began to speak about deeper things, about what satisfies the heart and the soul. Can you see? He transitioned things. Now he's connecting with her. We'll talk about what that looks like for us. Paul connected with people too. He went out of his way. He's in a town called Athens. And he goes and he says, once he's been looking around the city, he says, good people of Athens. Now, luckily he had a robe on because his knees might have been knocking underneath his long robe. But he says, I've seen in your streets that you are a very religious people. And the people say, oh, of course we are. Like, we're like serious people. We know our stuff. And he says, you know, as I've examined your shrines and altars, I found one with an inscription to an unknown god. Would you like me to tell you about this unknown God? He's not here today because, sad news, you murdered him a couple months ago. But let me tell you, this Jesus, and he starts to draw on their culture. He quotes their poets and their artists. He says things like, in him we live and move and have our being. He's mined their world. He's entered their world. He is connecting with them. So you're thinking for a moment now, what do I talk about? I don't know a lot about living water and about, you know, that sort of stuff. Here's a few examples, some categories. You could speak about getting to okay. Now, sorry for some of you, this is your first week. But if you were here before we launched this series, you learned the five-step process, which is firstly, when things aren't okay with you, what do? You admit it to yourself. You then speak to Father, because Father God understands. You then tell a friend. You then, if necessary, ask for help for someone. And we've said, we will hook you up to the help you need in this house. And finally, you pull back the zooming and you focus on the future. Because just because he's dumped you does not mean your life is over. He didn't deserve you. And maybe you had no right being there in that relationship. And better things lie before us than what you've experienced. And as you look at the future, you suddenly realize, you know what? I'm not going to end my life over a ponytail jerk. Huh? he's not worth that much. Don't overstate it. Here's another category of stuff you might want to speak about. Maybe someone has helped you with something. Hey, you know, I was here Friday night and I was really struggling with something and I spoke to Mr. Awesomeness. Who's Mr. Awesomeness? Warren, we all know that because we hear this five times on a Friday night, Awesomeness. And he helped me with something, or maybe Raphael Ware did. And as a result, I'm able to share that with someone else. You could also speak about events, and we've been having some amazing events here. Once we were done with the I'm Not Okay series, Friday night Chill and Connect, this coming Friday night we're at the Brightwater Commons. We've got stand-up comedians who are going to blow you away Friday, 2 weeks' time. We're going to have a unity rally, a movie marathon. Man, it's happening this term. You could speak about that. You could also say, you know what, and this is specific for this week. I'm heading down to Brightwater Commons on Friday night this week. Oh, Friday night. Oh, cool. You know, like we've done that before. Sometimes we go on Saturdays. What's Friday night? We're going to be there by 8 o'clock. And we're going to give free Coke and free hot dogs to as many people as we can. If you want to come and chill with us, we're just going to hang out and, you know, we can connect a bit. And, you know, ask them to make their own way there. It's not threatening. It's not scary. You might also want to share something you know. You know, you've got this knowledge in your brain, and it's going to blow your head off. Why don't you just share it with someone, something you've learned. Maybe there's been a word of encouragement you got. You saw a miracle happen. There's a testimony. I was sharing those miracle testimonies last Sunday morning in the power of prayer. And so here's what I want you to do. I want you to turn to that same person. I want you to talk about something you've learned at Ignite Youth in recent weeks, or something that you've learned somewhere, something you know, you just die, you know, sometimes you just, I want to tell, or have you heard that new song, One? It's so awesome. And I just want to speak about it. It's so full of life and hope and destiny, and you can speak about it with someone. Okay, couple minutes, talk about something you've learned or something you know that you can pass on. Okay, we're going to have a quick testimony. And I also want to say that you might feel, well, what about the other people on my list? What do I do about them? Well, just stay with that thought, see what God does. God might have you set up a few things this week. We're not saying that this week is the week to connect with all of those five people, okay? No one else knows who's on your list. If you're just chilling out, if you want to get together with a couple, ideally, you're connecting with someone. So why don't you come and share a testimony before we carry on?
Hi guys, I just want to share a quick testimony. Maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was with my friends at Rosebank at Nino's, and you know, they were just smoking a hubbly, and this guy walked past and he said, oh, what is that, a shisha pipe? And then my friends were like, yeah, do you want some? And he said, no, I'm all right. And then he had a very American accent. And I had a friend who was visiting me from California, and he said, oh, which part are you from? And the guy said, I'm from California too. And then Lance said, that was the guy from California. Oh, what are we going to do about it? We have to hang out. And my friend Kayo, he was enthusiastic. He was like, yeah, sure. Then Lance explained why he was here. He was the evangelist. And he was in Joburg for a conference. And then my friends were very skeptical. You know, they don't really believe in God. And he just asked an open question, is anyone going through any pain? And then a few of my friends are like, yeah, they asked Lance where. And Lance never met us before, never seen us before. My friend Byron, he said he had pain in his lower back. Lance said so. My other friend, he just had surgery in his knee. Lance said, I'm presenting you have surgery in your knee. My other friend's girlfriend, she scraped her elbow the previous day. He said, I'm sensing you have pain in your elbow. He prayed for those three and they felt better instantly. Then he saved all five of my friends that were with me that night. And that was the first miracle I've ever seen.
Thank you. And that's worth sharing to connect. It's also an example of what you can do is you hear God dropping something in your mind that you want to share. That is something we grow in and develop in the prophetic, and it takes some training and developing. I want to share a few guidelines for connecting. Be positive. If you hate school, you know, hate my parents, hate this town, if you're a negative person, no one's going to be interested in you. I want to challenge you to be real. Don't be the superhero guy that, you know, that's on top of everything, knows everything, is everything. And linked to that is be open. If you don't know something, say it. I don't know the answer to everything. I'm not quite sure when that dinosaur was created, when it became before the Brontosaurus or after it. And Jesus wants you to know the 11th commandment is thou shalt not speak Christianese. So be clear. Be clear when you communicate. Do you know sometimes we don't communicate? There's a miscommunication. You have to check. And then be fun. I mean, if Jack Black can be fun, so can you. You know, be fun. Okay, we don't want you to be creepy. What are we going to do next Sunday? Let me give you a bit of a heads up about next Sunday. We don't want you to leave your friends in the dark. No one should be left in the dark. We want you to lead them to the light. So next week we'll be talking about how do we share our story? How do we craft it in a way that makes sense? And so what are you going to do this week? You're going to set up an opportunity to chill and connect. Let's pray together. Father God, this is the week, Lord, that as we've prayed last week, we're going to make a connection that's going to be significant. We're going to have a conversation. Lord, show us next steps. Encourage us, Lord God. Let us spur one another on to do this. And Lord, we know that you're going to touch many lives through us. We pray for our event on Friday night, Lord. It's just a place where we can chill and connect with someone who needs you. We bless you for what you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen.